What's up, guys?
Give us an update, if you can, on the injured guys from last night. How did Hillis and James and Crabtree come out?
I can do that. Hillis, I think, although sore, I think he'll be okay. Crabtree, I think, he's got a significant ankle sprain. What that means, I don't know timeline yet. We'll see. Melvin has a hamstring. Don't know how significant yet.
White James, eye injury.
Yeah, that we're not sure on yet. Where that lies, it's not you don't hear of that very often. So I think we need to delve deeper into that to figure it out. I'm not sure of exactly what the cause was. I'm not sure he's sure.
Do you think any of these guys are not going to be available to you for the opener?
Too soon to tell that.
Mm-hmm. Is it a high ankle sprain with Crabtree?
I believe it is. Yeah. I don't know how high, though. The issue is, the higher up, the harder it is to get back, or the longer it takes to get back, generally.
Assess the preseason. Did you learn anything? Did you learn what you wanted to learn? Did you like what you saw? What didn't you learn?
Yeah, I can do that. I think we learned a lot. I think the people that we felt needed to play significantly played significantly. The people that the veteran guys that we didn't feel needed to play, I think we did that just about how we wanted it. Some of the results weren't exactly what you'd wish for, but then again, we were about as disjointed as you can be. So at the end of it, we had some injuries, nothing that right now is year-long stuff, which is a positive. Looking forward now, turning to an opponent, locking in with, set guys and putting all our focus. This is our first one-game season, and that's what we're going to do. So looking forward to that.
Kareem, you started at left guard again last night. You want to get more of a look at him inside. Mm-hmm. But not knowing Nix's status, does it look like he's going to be the guy? Or
too soon to call that. Mm-hmm.
You been able to finalize any of the competition battles yet, as far as like the backup running back or maybe a kicker decide?
In the process, today and tomorrow will be some long days, a lot of thinking, a lot of comparison discussion, and then we'll set the team.
Is it safe to say that you're looking around for another tight end at this point with Crabtree's injury?
No.
Do you like what Nate Byam's done for you? Is he your next option there after Crabtree?
Nate is definitely in the equation. There's some other guys in there as well.
Coach, how does linebacker Najee Good fit into your system right now, especially with him making a pretty big play last night?
Like I said, we're in the process of, evaluating everything and sorting through. Our whole goal is to have the best 53 players, yet slotting them into positional needs. If you have, hopefully you don't find yourself in that spot where you're disproportionate at a position, and we're not. So now it's within the positional needs. Who are the best, however many defensive linemen, who are the best, and then when you get to the end of it, there may be, this guy's incrementally, he's better at his position than this guy is his position. So player 51, 52, 53, you may make some decisions that way. Special teams also comes into play a lot of that.
You really got hit here at the last game. One of your primary objectives, I think, was to get through this preseason with no serious injuries, no setbacks for guys like Nix and Joseph and Revis. how do you think you came out overall with that part of the plan?
That was one of our missions, one of our goals. So in that area, I think pretty decently, you know. Carl's thing is kind of a freak thing that you can't predict. And then, like you said, this last game kind of got us, and was at a couple positions. But that's life in the NFL. You figure it out, and move on, and figure out the next best solution. If guys are not going to be able to play, we'll see. So overall, pretty good in that department.
Based on what you saw in the preseason, what are your concerns moving forward now as you prepare for the first game?
We just need to continue to improve as a football team in every area. I wouldn't even call it a concern. That's my goal. We're far from being the team that we're going to be. As long as we keep making improvement, we're going to be just fine. But we just need to continue that. You can't get into a lull because practice changes now. You're in shoulder pads once a week. You're in scout teams, so you're not getting ones-on-ones anymore. So how do we continue to improve as we did in training camp? How do you continue to improve with that being the practice setting? That's a big job, and you have to change your mindset to do that.
Is Mike Glennon still your backup quarterback? Is he still number two on your depth chart?
Yeah.
Assess his play through the preseason.
I thought he was solid, yeah. I thought he learned, got better. Last night wasn't his best performance. And I told him, hey, every once in a while you're going to have one of these. Don't have too many. But he's not your typical rookie didn't have a great night.
How do you feel Bowers did throughout the course of the preseason in terms of where you wanted him to be in that transition for him?
He's getting there. Yeah. I mean, where you'd like him to be, you'd like him to be starting, playing every down, but I'd like every guy to be that, Everybody's progressing at a different rate. I think Daquan's progressing. That's good. As a coach, you always want it to be faster. And quite frankly, I'm sure the player does as well. But we're working through it, and we're getting better, and that's all that matters. As long as, what I said for the whole football team applies to Daquan as well. If he can continue that climb, he's very talented and will be a really good player.
Presuming no setbacks in the next 9 days, 8 days, whatever it is, do you anticipate Darrell Revis playing in the opener against the Jets?
Yeah, like I've said all along, as you prefaced it, there are no setbacks, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn about Jonathan Banks this training camp?
Jonathan Banks impressed me. Fierce competitor. Skills, rookie.
Yeah.
But the tools are there, and he got better.
What does he need to work on? Is he just,
overall corner play? Yeah. There's not a area that he's particularly weak in. He's got good length, good anticipation. He's a football player, loves it, tough. Just needs to continue to get better.
I know you've got roster decisions to make, and you'll look at the rest of the league as well, and that factors into it. But as you see, the one that you think you're going to take into New York, what kind of team do you have?
Probably a better question for me Monday. Because I got to figure out exactly who those guys are. But I like our team. I like the names that we're choosing from, so I like our team. Are you ever satisfied? No. But these guys love football, and they'll be ready to play come opening week.
What do you think will be your toughest decision in the next 24 hours?
Position. There's a lot of them. Yeah, I wouldn't get into that now. Right now there's still guys in that room who don't know what's happening, so they'll be the first to know it, not on a tweet or something, So that's fairness to them. It's a hard day. These guys have – this is a good group of people, and they've busted their rear ends for this organization. We work hard around here, and the guys have pushed through pain and done things. And sometimes it's just, as I tell them, it's relative. You know, it's the most competitive sports league in the world. 1,696 guys get to do it when it's all said and done in the whole world. So, but that doesn't lessen the disappointment at all for these guys. There's, you know, today's a special day for some and a really bad day for others. But at the end of the day, it's probably not as good as people think, and it's not as bad. You know, this league goes like this. So these guys that are here are good football players and tough guys, so they'll probably resurface, a lot of them, somewhere else. So thanks, guys.